Every weekday on Talk Radio 702 is your chance to win a share of 20 million rand in cash and prizes. Thanks to Empress Palace.
Details on 702.co.za or all day on your number one news and talk station.
Bonjour, Jean-Jacques. I see there's more trouble in Joss. People have been killed there, yeah?
Bonjour, John. Yes, 10,000 people have died in ethnic clashes in Nigeria since it returned to civilian rule 11 years ago. And so, you know, we cannot underestimate that. Just in Jos, remember back in January, 300 people or more than 300 people dead. Back in March, more than 400 people dead. So this is now four more residents taking the law into their own hands after finding a corpse in a sack. They barricaded roads, killing passers-by. Very serious.
And President Ahmadinejad, what did he get out of his brief African safari?
Well, he got to vent at the United States. You know, him and Robert Mugabe, their shared values, not being properly elected, using brutality to stay where they are, hating the West. We know about that. But really what he went was to go to get Uganda to help him block further sanctions from the United Nations. He's saying that the U.S. will suffer more if these are passed. He's also calling Obama nothing more than a mask on the face of America's brutality, which really isn't going to endear him to the new administration. But Yoweri Museveni, the man who was on the block there, he's simply weighing up what to do. We know that he's had a call from Gordon Brown, so he's under pressure from both sides, John.
And the June poll in Burundi, you got news there?
Pierre Nkurunziza, not surprisingly, the incumbent president, has been named by the CNDD-FDD, the ruling party, as their candidate. He's a very much a changed man. I remember when Jacob Zuma, then deputy president, back in 2003, was saying that he would be branded a terrorist if he didn't come into line. He was the man blocking a settlement. Now, of course, he's become a born-again Christian, and butter wouldn't melt in his mouth, John.
All right, thanks very much indeed, JJ Cornish.